Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Universal Technical Institute, or UTI, as it's known on the ticker. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown. Universal Technical Institute operates in the education sector, specifically focusing on technical training for careers in automotive, diesel, collision repair, motorcycle, and marine mechanics. They're a key player in providing skilled technicians to industries that are always hungry for talent. With a solid footprint in the U.S., they've built a reputation for hands-on learning that bridges the gap between education and real-world jobs. So let's dive into what's been happening with this company lately, analyze their strengths and weaknesses, and see what opportunities and threats lie ahead for long-term investors like you. First, let's touch on some recent developments. Based on the latest updates, Universal Technical Institute has been making headlines with a strong showing in their Q1 2025 earnings call. They reported a revenue jump of over 15% year-over-year, which is a pretty impressive feat. This growth isn't just a fluke, it's tied to strategic moves like expanding their programs and boosting student enrollment. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some interesting trends across different timeframes, with notable gains over the past year, though I'll save the deeper dive for later. Let's just say they've been riding a positive wave. But as always, we need to look under the hood to see if this momentum can hold for the long haul. Now, let's break this down with a SWOT analysis to get a clear picture of where Universal Technical Institute stands and what it means for your portfolio. I'll keep this conversational, but packed with insights, so stick with me as we unpack their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Strengths: solid revenue growth. That 15% year-over-year revenue increase from the Q1 2025 earnings call is a standout. It shows they're not just treading water, they're expanding their reach and getting more students through the door. For long-term investors, consistent top-line growth like this signals a business model that's working. Industry relevance. Operating in the technical education space, Universal Technical Institute fills a critical gap. Industries like automotive and marine are always in need of skilled workers, and their programs are tailored to meet that demand head-on. This niche positioning gives them a steady stream of potential students and partnerships. Positive earnings outlook. Management's commentary from the earnings call paints a confident picture for the rest of the fiscal year. They're doubling down on strategic growth initiatives, which suggests they've got a roadmap to keep this momentum going. That's music to the ears of anyone looking to hold this stock for years. Healthy margins. Looking at their financial metrics, the gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well. This tells me they're not just growing revenue, but also managing costs effectively, which is a green flag for operational efficiency. Weaknesses. Debt levels. Here's where I've got to be a bit critical. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on the latest figures. Carrying a significant debt load can be a drag on future growth, especially if interest rates stay elevated or if economic conditions tighten. For long-term holders, this is something to monitor closely. Valuation concerns. The current price-to-earnings ratio and forward PE estimates suggest the stock might be priced a bit rich compared to industry averages. If growth slows, there could be downward pressure on the stock, which is a risk for anyone buying in now. Short-term volatility. While the long-term trend looks promising, shorter timeframes like the past month show some choppiness in performance. This isn't a deal-breaker for long-term investors, but it's a reminder that you might need a strong stomach for periodic dips. Opportunities. Program expansion. Management highlighted in the earnings call that they're rolling out new programs and campuses. If executed well, this could tap into new markets and further boost enrollment numbers. For investors, this kind of organic growth is a big plus. It's not just about acquisitions, but building from within. Industry tailwinds. The broader education and technical training sector is seeing steady demand as industries face skill shortages. Universal Technical Institute is well positioned to capitalize on this trend, especially if they keep innovating their curriculum to match emerging needs like electric vehicle repair. Strategic partnerships. There's potential for deeper ties with industry players, think automakers or repair chains, that could funnel students directly into jobs. While not explicitly mentioned in recent updates, their business model screams opportunity for such collaborations, which could drive future revenue. Threats. Economic sensitivity. Let's be real. Technical education isn't immune to economic downturns. If we hit a recession, families might cut back on education spending and enrollment could take a hit. This is a macro risk that could impact even the best-run companies in this space. Competitive pressure. The education sector, even in niche areas like technical training, isn't without competition. Other institutions or even online platforms could start eating into their market share if they offer cheaper or more flexible options. Staying ahead of the curve will be crucial. Regulatory risks. Changes in education policies or funding for vocational programs could pose a threat. While there's no specific news on this front right now, it's always a lingering concern in this industry, and investors should keep an eye on legislative developments. All right, let's tie this together with some broader insights. From a long-term perspective, Universal Technical Institute has a lot going for it. That revenue growth and focus on a high-demand niche are compelling reasons to consider adding this to your watch list. However, the debt levels and valuation concerns are real, and they could cap upside if not addressed. Short and medium-term trends show some volatility, but for those of you with a multi-year horizon, these fluctuations could be buying opportunities if the fundamentals stay strong. I'm also keeping an eye on their free cash flow. It's a decent indicator of financial health, and while it's positive, I'd like to see it grow alongside revenue to fund those expansion plans without piling on more debt. In terms of valuation, the forward PE ratio suggests the market has high expectations for future earnings. If they deliver on their growth initiatives, this could justify the premium. If not, well, let's just say there might be some pain ahead. Compared to industry averages, they're not outrageously overvalued, but there's little room for error. So what's the final take? Universal Technical Institute offers a promising long-term story for investors who believe in the enduring need for skilled trades. Their recent performance and strategic moves are encouraging, but the debt burden and economic risks mean this isn't a slam dunk. For those of you looking to build wealth over time, this could be a solid addition to a diversified portfolio, provided you're comfortable with some near-term bumps. Keep digging into their quarterly results and watch how they manage that balance sheet. It'll be key to their success. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected with us for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below. And let's keep the conversation going. See you in the next one.